Washoe County Commissioners approved a new camping ban Tuesday. As KUNR's Bert Johnson reports, law enforcement officials say it will allow them to get unhoused people into services and off the streets, but opponents worry the measure will victimize a vulnerable population.
It's now illegal to camp, sleep in a car, park an RV, or make a campfire on county land. Violations could result in a misdemeanor criminal charge. Doug Sabolik, who says he's been living on the streets of Reno for the last 8 years, is afraid the new ordinance will turn people like him into criminals.
I'll be damned if I'm going to let these people beat me down with laws. I have a right to exist.
But Sheriff Darren Balaam says that's not what the measure is for.
We're not going to arrest that person who's living in the car. We're going to try and get them off the street and get them in a safe place.
Balaam says the camping ban was needed because similar policies in Reno and Sparks were pushing people away from services. But advocates say criminal penalties aren't a solution.
Come, Holy Spirit, live within our lives.
And strengthen us by your love.
Send forth your spirit and new life will be created.
A week before the camping ban passed, the St. Vincent de Paul Society met up at a local church. They were getting ready to deliver food and other supplies to around 75 unhoused people. Volunteer Paula Pennington is concerned by the scorn she sees in the community.
I couldn't believe it. I was looking on Next Door Neighbor, and that's all they're talking about. They just hate them.
Father Chuck Durante, who leads the Nevada Interfaith Association, says it's wrong to punish people for trying to survive. Over the last few years, he's seen more and more people forced to sleep outside as housing prices continue to rise.
So to arrest them because they're sleeping in their car, if they're fortunate enough to even have one, or sleeping on the street is, in essence, criminalizing poverty.
But Washoe County Sheriff's Deputy Craig Turner says if he did that, it would damage the relationships he's been building with unhoused people for the last 2+ years.
A lot of these people are eligible to be arrested right now. It's just not what we do.
Turner is a member of the Sheriff's Office Homeless Outreach Proactive Engagement, or HOPE, team. They're tasked with getting people off the streets. On a sunny day in March, Turner was visiting a collection of tents along the Truckee River on the outskirts of town. The HOPE team spends a lot of time responding to calls about trash, abandoned vehicles, and fires at homeless encampments. But Turner says sometimes they feel more like social workers with guns.
Do you have any barriers that would prevent you to get into housing? Ex-felon or anything like that? We don't care. We just, it's sometimes it makes it easier which places to look for, all right? Yeah. All right, man.
In the long term, Sheriff Balaam says Washoe County needs to find a way to address its housing crunch.
You need a really good paying job to afford anything, and so it's making it difficult on no matter who you are, socioeconomically, unless you are extremely well off, to find something.
Next month, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case that could overturn legal protections for unhoused people. They'll review a lower court ruling that's blocked local governments in western states from clearing out encampments unless there are adequate shelter beds available. Advocates say it could also go the other way. They hope justices will decide camping bans violate the Constitution. Meanwhile, Sabolik wishes there were more empathy toward unhoused people.
If you don't understand, just pack it up, grab yourself a backpack, and come outside for 1 week.
Sabolik says people like him are still human beings. They've just slipped through the cracks, and they need leaders to support them instead of displacing them with camping bans. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.